Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, indeed. Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. This is a Thursday, so you know we're going to have campus reform on a Thursday. We're going to do that for you. We also have that Baker in Colorado is under attack again. Got a lot of listeners in Colorado. You guys are tired of, you guys and gals are tired of hearing about this. But the left keeps on doing it. Because I got to tell you something. If I were celebrating what this person was trying to celebrate, I would not go to this baker. I mean, Carrie, at this point, we have to know that they did this on purpose. You're not going to seek him out.
Oh, yeah, I would agree with that.
So we'll have that story for you in just mere moments on a Thursday. Feeling all right. That is the chocolate voice. Sure, okay. Mm-hmm. Polo's making it happen. Sam in the house.
Seems I got to have a change in scene.
I'm your talk monkey, Joe Pags.
Cause every night I have the strangest dreams. It wasn't by the way things used to be. Yeah.
Mark, Don, and Mel. Get it done.
No, Mark, and Don. It seems. Mel. Yeah. No. Shout out to Mel.
Shout out Mel, are you? Okay. Let's go. And took the key. All right. Mel's on the hotline begging you to stop it.
No, he's not. He loves it. He loves all the
Mel's
attention.
The introvert. He's like, leave me alone, Lockie.
I'm sure he's saying that. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Great song, great group. All right, glad to have you along for the ride. We are trying to get it done for you. And again, bottom of the hour, it's a young lady who's got a very unique name. Her parents are our immigrants from far away. We'll talk about that a lot in the beginning. She just really has her head on straight. She's at Baylor University, which is right here in Texas. Now, isn't Baylor where Brittany Griner went? That is, right?
I'm not really sure.
So I brought up to her because I wondered if everybody was talking about Brittany Griner on Baylor's campus, and it turns out they aren't, which I found to be very interesting. So we'll talk about that as well. Make sure you stick her. She's got some nuttiness that's happening on campus as well. She'll bring it for you then. So make sure that you stick around for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We all remember, well, it's got to be 5-6 years ago now. It might even be more. I'm not sure. I'm sure the story will probably allude to it. But there's this baker in Colorado that I'd never heard of, and most of you had never heard of. Those of you listening in Denver on KHOW, you may have heard of him. I'm not sure. But this baker was the target of a gay couple who asked him to make a cake for them, and they wanted it for a gay wedding. And I guess they wanted two men on the top of it or whatever. And he said, because of my religious beliefs, I can't do that. They sued, everybody sued, and this was all a religious freedom sort of question, and he was fined, and then he had to close up shop, and then I guess the shop is really open. There was a whole bunch of rigmarole that went around on this, and there was a public debate about it, because can you force somebody to provide a commodity, a service, or a product if it violates his or her First Amendment religious rights? And my answer was always no, but they kept on doing this. There was some photographer in like Arizona who said no to taking pictures at a gay wedding, and then she was in trouble, and this guy in Colorado was in trouble, and somebody maybe in either Oregon or Washington State, they got in trouble as well. And it was all a question of, why don't you just go down the street and get the cake made by somebody who is okay with it, who doesn't have a religious problem with it? You know, again, if you're a Christian and or a Muslim or a Jew, or many other religions, I would imagine, you are not okay with gay marriage. And that's all right. You're following your God, your spiritual, you know, higher power, and you shouldn't be forced to do that in a country where you're free to worship as you see fit. So I hadn't thought, Carrie, had not thought about this guy in a while. And suddenly he's back on the radar. And unless he makes the best gay wedding cakes ever, or the best trans reveal cakes ever, there's only one reason they're going after him. Fill me in.
From the Washington Times, it was 10 years ago. Christian Baker Jack Phillips declined to create a cake for a same-sex wedding, igniting a court battle pitting free speech against anti-discrimination laws. But the legal system isn't finished with him yet. Attorneys for Mr. Phillips urged the Colorado Court of Appeals on Wednesday to overturn a lower court ruling in a civil lawsuit filed by Autumn Scardina over Masterpiece Cake Shop's refusal to make a blue and pink cake symbolizing her gender transition. Alliance Defending Freedom legal counsel Jake Warner argued the district court erred in its June 2021 ruling that Mr. Phillips violated the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act. On the same day that the Supreme Court decided to hear Phillips' first case, plaintiff called Phillips' shop and asked for a custom blue and pink cake to celebrate a gender transition. Mr. Warner told the three-judge panel, "That's a message that Phillips cannot express for anyone," so he politely declined that request. The First Amendment protects his decision to decline to express that message, the lawyer said.
So let's break this down. First of all, I can't believe it's been 10 years. That's crazy. Secondly, there's no way this person, Autumn, who sounds like, I guess, this was a man, now going to live like a woman. Autumn wanted the transition cake made only from this guy. Now, Carrie, I've been to Colorado several times. Mm-hmm. Beautiful state. Mm-hmm. Love Colorado. I am pretty sure we passed by at least 10 bakeries.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking in the state,
you
might have hundreds.
You can't be the only one, right?
Right. Hundreds, if not thousands, of bakeries in Colorado. Will somebody tell me why they want... No, again, I already know the answer. I'm going to ask it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they only going to this guy? Because they know this guy is going to say no. And they know this guy is going to say, my religious beliefs outweigh your desire to have me specifically make your cake. So they're going to keep on targeting him until what? I mean, can you imagine living your life and the only thing in your mind is getting the baker?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
This is all they're doing.
Yeah.
Get the baker. Get this guy. He's the greater evil. We've got crime up 700% in some cities. We've got carjackings through the roof. We've got over 1,000 killings in Philadelphia. We're barely touching October. And we're worried about whether the Colorado baker will make your transition cake. This is how stupid society has become. I know that we're litigious. I know that people file frivolous lawsuits all the time. Unfortunately, the judges aren't seeing these stupid lawsuits and throwing them out. Because my religious beliefs are way more important than you needing me to make a pink and blue cake for you, Autumn. Way more important than Bob and Sam wanting to get married. Way more important than a devil-worshipping organization wanting you to make a cake or to cater their deal. You have the right, as a free, liberated American, to say, I'm not going to do that. Now, I understand the whole, this is the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is what they're using. They're saying that you can't, if you offer public accommodation, discriminate against somebody based on these things. Well, trans is not one of them. Gay is not one of them, although they're trying to push for sexual orientation and gender identification. They're trying to push for that to be added. It's not in the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Religion is, but I'm sorry, if you're somebody who worships the devil, I'm not making your cake. So, I mean, these should be tried in court, and we should get a once and for all decision that, yes, your religious beliefs supersede this act from 1964. Now, I'm for the 1964 Civil Rights Act. I don't want bigotry and racial discrimination, but it was by and large to make sure that black people had access and didn't have to go to the colored-only water fountain or the colored-only restaurant, whites-only hotels, you know, were only for white people. That had to go away. That was Democrat segregation. That wasn't about making a cake for somebody saying, I'm now a different gender. That wasn't about making a cake for two men or two women saying we're going to marry each other and you must do it by law, because they're trying to say the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and their individual desires are more important than this guy's religious beliefs. And the last time I checked, the First Amendment says Congress shall pass no law in regard to religion, the establishment of religion, nor stand in the way of how you want to worship, the worship thereof. So I don't know why this is complicated. In fact, I don't think it is. And it should go through the entire court system and go right to the Supreme Court. And for once and for all, say the text of the Constitution is pretty simple. And you cannot make this guy do this if it goes against his religious beliefs. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. 888-941-7247. It's a story. It's a question we've been asking now for 10 years. Should a vendor, should somebody, a service provider, should somebody who sells a product be able to say, I'm not going to sell it to you for those purposes because I don't want to take part in that situation? Should they be able to do that? And my answer is yes. Because, and this has always been the answer that I've given, and people seem to understand it. Even if you disagree, at least you understand where I'm coming from. If somebody asks me to take part in something that religiously is not right for me, and my religious beliefs are held up on high in this country, then I have the right to say no. Like, if somebody says, bake the cake, many have said in response, well, he should bake the cake because he's not being asked to go to the wedding or anything. Well, many times the person who bakes the cake drops it off at the wedding and therefore feels like he or she is involved in that ceremony that they religiously disagree with. Or like the photographer for a gay wedding. They wanted to hire the photographer who said, well, I can't because I can't take part in the ceremony that I don't religiously believe in. People are like, well, you're not getting married. You're not really doing it. You're just taking pictures of it. No, you don't get to make that decision. It's my deep religious belief that I don't want to take part in this. And I guess, Carrie, the story that's also related to this is that the Supreme Court is going to rule on a case that's similar about somebody who wanted a designer to design the clothing for a gay wedding.
Right, right.
So, I mean, this case with the baker, this guy Phillips, this is from 2017. This is 5 years old. But he's still fighting it. In 2017, suddenly a trans person wanted to have this cake, and it could only be done by this baker. Or the designer for the gay wedding can only be the designer for the gay wedding. You know, why don't people go where those are designers or those bakers are willing to do it for you? And then people say, well, what's going to stop them from saying, I don't do, design for black people? Well, that's strictly against the law, obviously. That doesn't fly in the face. There is no religion that says I can't design clothes for black people. There's no religion that says, I can't bake a cake for this religious reason. A Jewish wedding says, hey, can you make this cake? The guy can't say, well, I disagree with your religion, so therefore I'm not going to do it. This is something that is by scripture against what you believe. And I don't think it's covered by the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Although, even if it were, I think you've got a good religious argument where does the First Amendment take second place to the Civil Rights Act of 1964? I don't think it does. Let me tell you, and again, your phone calls are welcome. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Let me tell you about the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. It uses Oxy technology. This is good stuff. It smells like a thunderstorm has gone through your house. Leaves that fresh, clean smell after a thunderstorm that you smell in nature. It destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. People all over the nation love these things. They've been buying them like crazy. 265,000 plus have been sold. You know that it works. Any odor is going to disappear when you use the thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match, and best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for a whole home protection. You're going to get 3 units for under $200. It's a fraction of the cost of some of those other ones. Listen, they take up a lot of real estate in your house. They go for over $600. Right now, you're going to get 3 units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code PAGS3, P-A-G-S, the number 3. Save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code PAGS, the number 3. Shipping is also free. EdenPureDeals.com. Code PAGS3 right now. Let me say hello and welcome to Joanne in Denver. Joanne, what's going on? Hi.
Hi. It's wonderful to be on with you.
Thank you.
And I listen to you several times a week.
Thank you.
During the week in my car. And thank you so much for bringing these subjects up again.
You
because
bet.
Every person has a right to worship as they please. This case has been going on all these years. I moved here 15 years ago, and I've been listening to it for lots of those years ever since. It has gone to the Supreme Court. Your blurb indicated that, of course.
Yes.
And here we go again. So what are they trying to do? Have their 15 seconds of fame? We don't know.
Well, I think they're trying trying to force their own morality and their own value system on the rest of us.
Can't do it. Not going to happen.
I'm with you. You and I agree. I appreciate that. Thank you. Open line now, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. The Supreme Court is taking up a case that's like this. It's the designer case. And again, I mean, remember there were fines and they were shutting down chapels. Remember, Carrie, there's another story where like a husband and wife pastor team had their own place where they were marrying people. They refused to marry same-sex couples.
Yes.
And they got in trouble too. And I think they actually lost their chapel. I think they lost their whole facility because they couldn't do it. It got shut down because of the fines and so on. This has to be decided now by the supreme law of the land, and we need to stop messing around with it. Let me go back at it and say hi to Bobby in Minnesota. Bobby, what's up?
Hey, Bags, how you doing, my friend?
Living the dream,
hey,
man. Talk to me.
I'm wondering why some religions have they can have bathrooms changed for them. They can have prayer rooms, the whole nine. Change schools, the whole nine. But when it comes to Christianity, for some reason, we got problems. That religion doesn't count. You don't have any real issues where we need to shut things down. We got to follow your protocol.
Well, I think that you're making perfect sense, Bobby. I'll be honest with you. I think you're making perfect sense. I'm assuming he's alluding to Islam. So why aren't these gay couples, why aren't the trans people going to the Muslim baker? Why aren't why isn't a Jewish couple going and asking a Muslim caterer to cater their wedding? I mean, you want to push the envelope, let's go. Push the envelope, let's go. Really do it. Stop playing around. Completely stop playing around. I mean, this is only about Christianity. This is only about attacking Judeo-Christian values. They're afraid to go after anybody else. I'll give you another example. We've got a guy here in San Antonio who is a super fan for the San Antonio Spurs. Our flagship WOAI is the Spurs station. I love the Spurs, although we've had a bit of a falling out. But they got some guy named Spurs Jesus who dresses up like Jesus Christ himself and goes to Spurs games, and everybody hails him on high. Oh, look at Spurs Jesus. Let me get a picture of Spurs Jesus. It couldn't be more blasphemous. He's making fun of Jesus Christ. He's pretending he's Jesus and going to basketball games. And I either said this to him, I know I've said it on my show before, they did meet him once, I believe. And I'm not having it with this guy. I dared this guy to become Spurs Muhammad. Go ahead. Go be Spurs Muhammad today. Go to the Spurs game and be Muhammad. I triple dog dare you. But for some reason in this society, now, by the way, he's allowed to be Spurs Jesus. I don't want to be arrested. I don't want to be persecuted, but I certainly am allowed to have an opinion about it. He's allowed to. He's also allowed to be Spurs Muhammad, which I think would be just as ridiculous. But he never would do that because either he's afraid or it's fair game to make fun of Christians. Now, I don't know if the guy's a Christian. I have no idea. And from what I understand, he's done charitable work. Good. Good for you. Don't dress up like my Lord. What's the matter with you? And that's where we are in this society. I'm the only I've been in San Antonio 17 years. I've never heard one other person complain about this guy dressing like this, just an absolute fool. He looks silly, but he's making fun of the Lord that most people in San Antonio worship to. Most are Christians here. So that's okay. Attacking the Christian baker is okay. Attacking the Christian designer or photographer is okay. That's all okay. But the caller's right. Nobody but nobody is trying to get a Muslim to do this. Nobody but nobody is trying that. Or a Hindu or a Buddhist. Nobody's doing that. Because they aren't looking to take down those religions or they're afraid of them. They're looking to take down the Judeo-Christian principles on which this country was formed. By the way, Muslims hate gays. Or it's against their religion. Let me make it better like that. Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have another young correspondent from campusreform.org. They do great journalism over there. Really, really nice to meet. First time on the show, it's Heike Mrema. Did I get it?
Yes, sir. Perfectly.
Well, it's nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day here in Texas, and I'm excited to do the show.
It is a beautiful day in Texas. I agree with you. Interestingly, my name, of course, Joe or Joseph, named after Mary and Joseph, and Pagliarulo is my last name. Pagliarulo in Italian. It means haystacker, which actually my ancestors all built things, and the bricks back in the day would be like mud and hay, so we were like brick masons. Now, your name, I thought I was cool. I've got nothing on you, Heike. So your name is from Africa. Tell me where your parents are from and what the name Heike means.
Absolutely. So my parents are immigrants from Tanzania, Africa. And Heike, it means thank you in my father's tribal language. And to get into it a little bit more deeper, it's an expression of gratitude that they were given a child from God. So Heike is basically an expression of thanks for that.
And so you're a gift really from nice God. And they take you and yes. say, Heike, to God, this is a like massive thank you yes. for a beautiful young daughter.
Yes, sir, exactly.
I love that. Now, is there what is the native language? Would I even have heard of it before or not?
So the main language in Tanzania is Kiswahili, okay. but my father is part of a tribe which they speak Chaga there.
Wow.
And so that's a bit of a smaller community there.
Well, very, very cool. Now, do you speak any of that?
I'm not fluent yet. That's my goal for the end of 2022
okay.
is to start learning and become fluent because my parents, they are fluent and they speak it at home, but we never picked it up, my brother and I.
Have you been to Tanzania?
I have. Yes, I have.
Is it like shock between here and there?
Oh, it's a big shock.
Really?
Big shock, but very beautiful. Very beautiful naturally. But definitely very different culture.
All right. Well, listen, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that background because, again, you see a name like Heike Mrema, and you want to know what's going on with that. And I think it's a great story and certainly a really, really great to make your acquaintance. If you want to follow her on YouTube, go to YouTube and look up Heike, H-A-I-K-A-R-O-S-E, Heike Rose, and follow what she does there. So you go to Baylor. Are you from Texas? Were you born here?
So I was born in California,
okay.
In the Bay Area, and I came to Texas strictly for college, Baylor University. It was the best transition I've ever experienced so far. Baylor's been great to me. It's a Christian private school, and I just love the community and the atmosphere that it's provided me with here. So Baylor's been great.
It's interesting because the Bay Area, I mean, you're talking really like radical extreme left. I would say progressive, but I think the word progressive is overused. And then you're right. You come to a Christian university at Baylor. That's got to be just a complete shock as well. Maybe not as shocking as going to Tanzania, but it's the fact that we're in the same country, San Francisco and Baylor, Texas. It's Waco, right?
Yes, Waco.
It's quite a shock, isn't it?
Oh, it's a shock, definitely. I've experienced a lot of different customs and etiquettes, and they're minor, but they're definitely noticeable coming from California where things are different.
You go to campus every day now?
Yes, I am on campus. I'm usually more on campus than I am off campus because
okay.
I got my classes, and then I work as well at the dining hall. So I do a lot of things and I'm very involved here.
Well, good. Well, I asked you if you go to campus because I want to know, is Brittany Griner talked about a lot right now because of her situation with Russia?
Well, actually, not really. I haven't heard too much about it.
She went to Baylor, didn't she? I thought she went to Baylor.
I would have to double check on that because
okay.
I did hear about that.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard too much about it, surprisingly. I'd have to see what the conversations they're having about it are.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she went to college at Baylor. Of course, she's been in the WNBA
okay.
since then and was playing in
right.
Russia when she, I guess, was trying to bring some cannabis back in a vape or something. So we'll catch up on that angle next time. Really glad to have you
yes,
on, though.
Sir.
Go to campusreform.org every day. Check out what she does and what everybody else does. They're on that great website. Incredible journalism. Let's get into some of these stories. Students caught
yes.
using wrong pronouns at Harvard may violate harassment policies. Come on.
All right. Well, Harvard had a Title IX training in September where students were told that they could be in violation of the school's policies if they were to use the wrong pronouns towards someone. A power and control wheel was also included as a visual that stated that using the wrong pronouns were abusive in an attempt to limit a person's sense of self based on identity. They also were using it to stop things like white supremacy, sizeism, and a word I've never heard of before, cis heterosexualism. It's insane.
What? I thought that cis meant that you were straight and whatever you are biologically. How could you be? I don't understand. Cis heterosexualism doesn't. They're opposite. I don't get it.
So cis heterosexualism, as they described, was basically being cisgender, which is basically identifying with the gender that you were born with,
right.
And then heterosexual, which is being attracted to the opposite gender.
Right.
So a majority of Americans, but. Cis heterosexualism is basically where you have an underlying privilege just in society, just by living, just by existing, like white privilege. So I have to watch out, and I would assume you would have to watch out, because apparently we got some privilege that we're spreading around without even knowing.
Oh, and I'm worse than you. I'm white, too. I'm white, Christian, heterosexual. I'm in big trouble. I identify as who I am. So I don't know. I guess I didn't. I misunderstood at first. I thought you said homosexualism, but no, it's cis heterosexualism, and those are the same thing. Why would you have to add heterosexualism to the dumb word cis? Why would you have to add it?
Well, I didn't even know the word cisgender existed until maybe a few months ago.
Right.
They're just making up words on the spot. It's insane.
Well, here's an update for you, Heike. It's not really a thing. It just isn't. And you're right. Most Americans are. Most human beings are this so-called cisgendered heterosexualist. And we're not bad. We're not privileged. We just are who we are. Just to put a fine bow on this one, it literally, if I called you he, I would be in some sort of trouble at Harvard because I'm calling you out of your pronouns.
Yes. Yes, they are only allowing that one viewpoint to be expressed on campus. Those who disagree with the premise or don't adhere to those premises will face consequences according to this policy. And institutions are affirming these people who are living in this alternate reality, I'd like to say, and targeting and implying penalization over those who maybe want to live in reality, which is based on biology, fundamentals, and the truth. It's crazy. We can't even trust our own high and elite institutions to allow for intellectual and ideological diversity on campus because they're prioritizing virtue signaling over real education.
Well, when I hear you speak, it just sounds like privilege. You sound like you're privileged to me. I don't know. It's Heike Mrema who's utilizing her privilege here. Also, we get the privilege of reading what she does on campusreform.org. Check out her YouTube channel, Heike Rose. Make sure you go and do that. A poll says majority of Americans oppose affirmative action policies. What?
Yes. Yes. So a poll by CRC Research shows that a majority of Americans are against affirmative action policies. It resulted in 59% approving of using the applicant's race or ethnicity to make admission decisions. And I would agree with this. Affirmative action policies are blatant discrimination, no matter how you look at it. And you shouldn't use race as a factor to hire someone, especially when merits and things like performance are very important to know if you're going to be able to do the job.
Affirmative action harms more people than I think people even realize. I'm a lot older than you are, so I'll fill you in on something that I saw happen many times when they were really doing this EEOC quota stuff. They backed off of it a little bit, but I have seen very, very well-qualified, other than white people, apply for jobs and not get them because the manager, by a knee-jerk reaction, hired the first unqualified person who came based only on their skin tone. So I've seen people who are very smart, very qualified, would have been great at the job, who couldn't get the job because they filled that quota. So you're actually hurting everybody by doing this. This isn't helping all blacks or all Hispanics or hurting all whites. This is hurting everybody equally because the best person for the job through the capitalistic meritocracy isn't getting the job. Why don't they see that, Heike? I mean, I'm guessing you agree with me.
I would definitely agree. It's just like they're hiring and allowing these people who aren't performing well and can't do the job solely because they want to promote some sort of quota or virtue signaling. And it's just going to continue to increase the downfall of our society if we have people in these positions that aren't performing well. People want to know if you can do the job,
yes,
not what you look like while you're doing it. And this poll shows that people are waking up to that, that it doesn't make sense to hire someone based on how they look, but what they do and how they perform.
And by the way, they're not solving the problem. The problem is, in some neighborhoods, some public schools aren't doing the job very well. And if they're not doing the job very well, then those people are not qualified in getting the education they need to be productive members of society. So they're being harmed as a whole. So let's give them the job anyway because of their skin tone or their ancestry. And let's not fix why they didn't learn how to be better at doing that thing in the first place. They're actually giving themselves a pass, aren't they?
Absolutely. And just you're putting these people in these positions and they can't do the job. That's a disservice to not only the people who could be qualified and could qualify for this job, but it's a disservice to those in the job because they're struggling. They're facing these challenges that they never learned how to face and are going to hurt not only themselves, but the company as well. It's like you're doing everyone a disservice by this program and these policies being in place.
Totally. It is Haika Mrema. She is from campusreform.org. Make sure you go there every day like I do. Next story, Cornell refuses to give credit to college Republicans for 9/11 remembrance. Huh?
Wow. Cornell University denied the organization College Republicans the ability to place a memorial on campus that would honor those who died during 9/11. But after deciding to follow through, College Republicans decided to place these flags on an unoccupied part of the quad, where Cornell then decided to take credit for the fact by posting it on social media and all those things. So they took credit for it anyway.
You're kidding me. So they said no. Once it got done, they saw how popular it probably was and how necessary it probably was. And instead of saying, well, we're joining forces with them, they just took credit for it.
Yes. And it's like these institutions don't care to acknowledge these events until it benefits them and supposedly or potentially puts money in their pockets. But I would want to ask the question of just like, what if this was a Pride memorial or a BLM memorial? I don't think they'd be so quick to reject the idea because it know it'd get them dollars and it would get them that recognition. So I wonder how they would react in that sense. But they seem to take credit for the things that benefit them but don't want to do the dirty work or give credit where it's due.
I'm guessing your question was rhetorical because you know how they would react to that. They would jump on board. They'd be headlining it, be the top, you know, the front page every day. Or if somebody's waving a Free Palestine flag or an Al-Qaeda flag, you know, we have to support that free speech. I think it's also about ESG. They think they're going to get a better score if they ignore the patriotic stuff like 9/11 memorials and they really push the fringe stuff. It is Haika Mrema from, am I saying that right? I feel like I am.
Yes. No, you're saying
Thank
it
you.
Perfectly.
I appreciate that. Go and follow her, Haika Rose, over on YouTube. It's H-A-I-K-A. And I'm going to go check it out when we get done here. We've got one more story to get to. There's an update to a story about the university that was forced to, I guess they got in trouble for violating free speech rights of some students. What's the update?
Yes. So the University of Central Florida settled a $35,000 lawsuit filed by Speech First, which is an organization that looks to fight to protect free speech on campuses. And so the result with that is that the university disbanded their bias response team, which don't know why that was there in the first place, and started to clarify on some definitions. And one, the biggest one being harassment. So they were able to specify exactly what harassment meant because their definition was vague before.
I know they're being indoctrinated, and I know that you're smart enough to not be indoctrinated, but do you think college students and people of your generation understand that the First Amendment allows for uncomfortable speech? It allows for things that you don't like. It gives us all the freedom. In other words, the First Amendment would not have been necessary if we all agreed. Because why do you have to stop the government from attacking people or persecuting people for what they say if everybody agrees with the government? It was actually there to protect you. When you decided to say something that the public wasn't necessarily happy with or the government wasn't necessarily happy with, do people on college campuses know that? They seem to think that a bias response team is a good thing. It's not.
It's never been a good thing. There is no fundamental purpose or reason why a bias response team should even be allowed on campus. Right. When did we ever find it okay to start basing speech and basing what speech is allowed based off of how we feel instead of the Constitution that sets the standard? And there's no definitive line that decides what's allowed and what isn't if left in their hands. Everyone feels differently and is offended by different things. And if left to these institutions, it will lead to a slippery slope and it will never end up well.
You couldn't be more right. You know, it's almost like music. You and I may or may not like the same music. I'm a jazz guy. I'm a pop guy. You might like country music or something else. Because I don't like the music that you like, or you don't like the music that I like, should I be able to eliminate that music?
No, absolutely not.
Isn't it
and
the same
it's
thing?
Like if it's exactly, it's speech, and it's speech is like. It's speech, but people have their different reactions on it. And people shouldn't, there shouldn't be establishments that decide whether or not this speech or not is permitted. We have an established constitution to decide that. And these universities need to continue to use that as their standard instead of people's feelings and perceptions of speech.
And just the last thing, do you think people your age and of your peer group understand what free speech means? Or do they agree with the university indoctrination that, well, it probably shouldn't be said because a lot of people don't like it?
Well, I think in college campuses today, I think the understanding of free speech and just the fact that free speech should be a thing here in America is becoming less and less recognized and less supported. Free speech is increasingly becoming endangered. And if these institutions continue to condition these students and teach these students about walking on eggshells, basically, with their speech, then we won't be able to freely speak anymore. And that will become the new norm. And that's something to be afraid of.
Very well said. You're exactly right. I mean, that's what they actually think they're for free speech, because we call anything that they don't agree with hate speech. And if I look, free speech is great. You can't do hate speech. The First Amendment literally is in place for hate speech. And as much as I don't like it, as much as I would get away from it, I certainly would fight for the right of the person to say what he or she is saying, save for them saying, grab this gun and shoot that person. Now it's a different thing. But if they're saying, I don't like Italian people, who am I to say they've got to be arrested or they've got to be shut up? That would be kind of dumb. Heike, very, very intelligent young lady. I'm so glad that you're right up the road here in Waco. Congratulations on being a correspondent with CampusReform.org, and I hope to talk to you again.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Nice to meet you. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by. Really fun show today. Pretty good information, I would say. Make sure that you go and check out all the stuff on Rumble. I'll post that later on tonight. The interviews, the individual monologues, and so on. Right now, though, pop culture. Hip! Dirty pop. Hi, Paula. Talk to a brother. What's going on?
Or did you see that Kanye West was going to be on Tucker Carlson's show today?
Shut up. I did not see that. That's going to be interesting, huh? After the White Lives Matter shirt?
Right. So he had him on talking about that. So it was pretty interesting. I was watching it. I couldn't really like tell exactly what was going on, but it definitely seemed interesting. But another interesting little note about that is that as much as people were getting upset about that White Lives Matter shirt, there's people on eBay selling shirts with that on there.
Well, of course they are. That's commerce. That's how we do
it. And they're calling it Kanye style, All Lives Matter, long sleeve shirt. Even though it's, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I DVR his show, so I'll check it out tonight. Polo, thank you. Sam, thank you. Carrie, thanks. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.